Okay, Washington coach Lorenzo Rumar has joined us, and the Huskies are hosting Colorado and Utah this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from Ryan Thorborn, the Boulder Camera.
Hey, Lorenzo, I was just wondering, see you obviously had some good non-conference wins, scuffling a little bit here early. What are you expecting from the Buffs tomorrow night?
Very, very good basketball team and a fierce challenge for us. They play very good defense. They play together. They have some quickness, some athletic guys that can get out and bother you defensively and cut you off and keep you from dribble driving. They have great spacing. They're a well-coached team. This is going to be a very, very tough opponent for us.
Obviously, last year they didn't make the trip up to Seattle. Can you kind of describe the atmosphere you're expecting, especially after three big road wins for your guys?
Well, in years past, we've had pretty good environment at our games. The crowd is really good, and our guys get energized by that. This year, we haven't had the big crowds yet. Hopefully, we'll have one coming up here tomorrow night.
What has changed for your team? It seems like almost a different team from November. Did you guys kind of just need some experience together with this group?
Well, for one, we had some key injuries early in the year, and we just couldn't quite mesh, and we didn't have the type of depth that we need to defend the way we wanted to. And we have some players back now, and we've installed a new offense and took a guys a while to learn that. And when you don't see that ball going in the basket, you have to really be mentally tough to continue to defend and work hard. And that wasn't happening for us. And now it's all kind of coming together. For three games, it has come together. We still have 15 more, so we still don't know totally what to expect.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Your next question comes from Jack McGruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Lorenzo, I wondered if you could address what's the value added of a trip like you took this summer? Not only the time you got to play, but just visiting Aziz's home and family, and how has that affected your team?
Well, you know, whether Aziz was on our team or not, to go and visit Senegal was something that was a great experience for our guys. The entire trip was great, but the Senegal leg of that trip was something our guys will never forget. But when you add the fact that Aziz is with us, you know, it was an opportunity for our guys to really get to understand Aziz more and, you know, realize, hey, he doesn't have giraffes in his backyard. You know, he has a normal place of residency. And just to see his upbringing just kind of gave us all a better understanding of him, but it gave Aziz's family, his mom, his sisters, and all those people a chance to see the family he's been living with and develop hopefully a better appreciation for us as well. So it was something that our guys looked forward to, and I'm sure he'll never forget. It was good.
Is that any sort of bonding experience?
It always is. It can't help but be that, I think, when you're living together in that way and trying to work together. And the more you learn about someone, I think a lot of times the more you're able to overlook some of their flaws and weaknesses because you understand them more, and all that carries over to the floor.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Ryan McDonald, Daily Utah Chronicle.
Hi, Coach. What do you feel like it is about C.J. Wilcox that has allowed him to take on the role that he has so far for you this season?
The role has always been there for the taking. It's just this is the right opportunity now in his junior year. Him and his dad had a plan. You know, he redshirted his first year, and rarely do you see someone with that type of talent redshirt. But his dad wanted him to get stronger. CJ understood that there were some things maybe he could learn early on while he was sitting out so that when he'd come in, he'd be ready to go, and he was ready to go, and he helped us. Last year, he really helped us. He stepped it up. But now he stepped it up even more so, and he's kind of stepped into this role of being a big, big part of what we're doing. And he's taking full advantage of it. He's not only scoring, He's rebounding. He's defending. He's active. He has he has more minutes played just about than anyone in the league. He's getting a lot of minutes, and he's just become a complete basketball player.
Thank you. Appreciate
Welcome.
It. Your next question comes from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Coach. Just what you thought about Stanford. What impressed you most about them, and how do you see them doing down the road?
I think Stanford is going to be fine. We dodged a bullet. I thought we defended them pretty good, especially in the second half, but they missed some wide-open shots. They had some really good looks. They're hard to guard. They have several guys on that team that can go out and score 20, 30 points in a game on any given night. That always makes it difficult to game plan for. And, you know, they're quick enough and athletic enough to where they can defend. I think Stanford's going to do fine.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Yeah, Lorenzo, I forgot to ask. How have you compensated for the loss of Ross and Roten, two star Pac-12 players?
Oh, man, that's one of the reasons is the name that was just brought up a little earlier, C.J. Wilcox. He stepped up. He averaged 14 points a game now last year, and now – you know, he's averaging 19 points a game, and he's taken on a lot of that scoring. Azeez Njai has stepped up, and he's scoring more. But Scott Suggs didn't play last year with Roten and Ross. He played the year before with Ross as a reserve, but he wasn't with us. But he's able to come back this year, and, you know, he's averaging double figures. So that has helped as well. Abdul Gaddy has improved his scoring this year. So, you know, we were kind of doing it by committee.
Okay. Any further questions?
There are no questions at this time.
All right. That'll do it. Lorenzo, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You bet. See you.